Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says serious negotiations with Democrats over a new pandemic-related stimulus bill continue. The Kentucky Republican saying there is zero chance, though, that America can get back to normal if businesses get sued because of the pandemic, which is why he says
no bill will be put on the Senate floor that does not have liability protection.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican bill as proposed just doesn't cut it.
It is ununified, unserious, completely unsatisfactory.
The New York Democrat says the bill is full of giveaways to corporations. The number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths has passed 150,000, and Florida, Arkansas, Oregon, and Montana all saw their highest single-day death toll from the virus yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to defend tech monopolies on Capitol Hill today. He'll testify before a House Judiciary Subcommittee explaining why he believes apps Instagram and WhatsApp are better under the ownership of the social media giant. The CEOs of Amazon, Apple, and Google will also be at that hearing. The Chicago Police Department's in mourning after a newly promoted deputy chief appears to have committed suicide. Police Superintendent David Brown announcing the death of Deputy Chief Dion Boyd after he was found dead yesterday morning of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound in the Holman Square Police facility on the city's west side.
I, along with the entire Chicago Police Department, grieve the loss of Deputy Chief Dion Boyd, a respected command staff member and 30-year veteran of the department.
HBO and Netflix are the undisputed leaders when it comes to this year's Emmy nominations announced yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
President Trump will be traveling to Texas today, hoping to pump up the energy industry. His visit coming about a month after oil prices went negative for the first time ever. This morning, Trump will be speaking at an event in Midland, Texas. Later, he'll tour oil and gas operations in the Permian Basin. A tropical storm could slam Florida this weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying that the storm in the Atlantic could become Tropical Storm Isaias today. The effects of the storm could reach Florida by the end of the week. Major League Baseball believes the latest coronavirus outbreak is limited to the Miami Marlins. The league says more than 6,400 COVID-19 tests conducted since Friday have shown no new positive cases of on-field personnel for any of the other 29 big league clubs. Alicia Keys will be executive producer of a feature-length PBS documentary about 6 iconic African-American female entertainers. American Masters, How It Feels to Be Free, aims to highlight the stories of Lena Horne, Abby Lincoln, Nina Simone, Diane Carroll, Cicely Tyson, and Pam Grier. And McDonald's says it could close as many as 200 of its locations permanently as a direct result of the pandemic. It just reported its lowest quarterly profits in 13 years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and yes, you got it, it's time, James Hurston time, New York Times best-selling author, legal and media analyst. He's right here with us. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. As I told you, great news about, the youngest of the family. Surgery went miraculously well. He's doing well, and he's healing, and, the pain is manageable for him now. So we're eternally grateful to God. I mean, it's just been awesome. So his future has been brightened up immensely as a result of this successful surgery. So we're excited about that. But
wonderful. Yeah. You're going to put him to work on the show.
Well, he's been working on the show all along. Thank God for him. You know, when I follow his lead and I do what, because he knows computers and IT stuff, as long as I do what he tells me to do, I'm okay. But it's every once in a while I go rogue on him and it drives him nuts, you know, because then he's got all these things to clean up on the computer. he's been very helpful even through, his disability and that. Hey, we got lots to catch up on. And first of all, I want you to help me out here. Jerry Nadler, I don't know if you heard that soundbite from him, but he says Antifa is a myth. I mean, he's confronted by these guys that say, look, we see what's going on in Portland and, 58, 60 days and counting here. And he goes, no, that's just a myth. It's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that video actually is up on my Twitter page. I saw it last night. This isn't the first time Jerry Nadler has done this kind of deceitful stuff. He said at a congressional hearing that, the statements about and the reports about Antifa were imaginary, they were fantasy. And what these young guys were questioning him about is the rioting and the looting and the burning and the attacking of federal courthouses, and what Antifa is particularly doing in Portland, but also doing in Seattle. And that's, and Jerry Nadler, the face of the Democrat Party, what he shows directly by lying and saying what he was saying was a myth.
Right.
Was the violence that's taking place in places like Portland, Seattle, Chicago that are ruled by Democrats. Mm-hmm. And that's because the Democrat Party has a unified strategy of ignoring or minimizing the violence and pretending, as Gavin Newsom did in our state, or he said, God bless you. Continue in your protests.
Wow.
And what we've seen with these mayors, these blue city mayors Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, who are willing to allow crimes to be committed, which makes them an aider and a better. It makes them culpable for the crimes that have been committed, for harm to individuals, harm to property, harm to businesses. And Jerry Nadler, who is a high-ranking member of Congress, to hear him say that is chilling.
Exactly. You know, well, Nancy Pelosi, they've all said the same thing. But, James, you know, the other thing, though, is the complicity even runs with the protesters themselves. I know people want to demarcate and say, well, you got peaceful protesters, but yet their protest is being hijacked. So they have no authority. They have no defense against these people who are coming in, hijacking their peaceful protest, looting their communities, destroying jobs, costing an inordinate amount of expense and even attacks on police. I mean, you know, how do you sit there and want to say, okay, we're not, you know, we're not part of that? Well, you've got to do something. You've got to either step back and say, look, we're going to take our peaceful protest somewhere else and just leave the antagonists, these radical Black Lives Matter operatives and Antifas and Marxists to stand alone. But they're allowed to be hidden within the other peaceful protesters, but the peaceful protesters need to have a strategy for this, as much as even local authority needs to understand, as John Guandolo says, you have to understand the threat. You've got to understand and know what to do with those antithetical forces that are only there to do destruction.
Well, those so-called peaceful protesters who line up with people that have sharpened PVC pipes, that have blow torches, that are wearing body armor, that are wearing gas masks, are dressed like ninjas.
Right.
Those people are not peaceful protesters. Those people are accessories.
Well, they're professional rioters is what they has become down to.
I mean, if a protester remains on the scene when they are witnessing violence against people and property and federal property, those people are no longer protesters. Those people are rioters. And
right.
So it doesn't matter to me. They may have signs that have great merit, but
right.
if you're carrying a picture of Chairman Mao, you ain't going to make it with anyone anyhow.
Exactly.
Let it.
Write that down. We can make a song out of that. Yep.
But here's the thing. The Democrats are using these useful millennial stooges
right.
for their purposes in an election year stunt. This is all an election year stunt.
Exactly.
And the Democrats are making a grave mistake because the big mistake is the notion that Twitter is America. Mm-hmm. And Democrats are completely intimidated by Twitter, which is why the avatar meat puppet Joe Biden is not moving to the center. He's moving to the far left, falling into the ocean.
Exactly.
And he's doing that because he's cowed, just like Major League Baseball is cowed, just like the NBA, the NFL, and Disney, and the entire Hollywood community.
And the Women's Basketball Association, too, right?
Pretty much all of corporate America now seems to be virtue signaling through a Marxist group. And so, yes, Twitter, they believe, is America. Twitter is not America. Twitter is a small minority of people who make themselves look like they're a majority, partially through technology. And it's very important for ordinary people, people that work and have families and care about America, to get on Twitter and learn it and set the trends. Don't allow this group. That's why Barry Weiss, who resigned from the New York Times, said, well, part of the reason I'm resigning is because when I signed on, I didn't realize that Twitter is the editor of the New York Times, she said.
Wow, yeah, exactly.
So pretty amazing.
Well, James, you know, to the same point is what you're saying in terms of Jerry Nadler and, you know, the perception of Twitter ruling the universe. Jerry Nadler and the rest of the deep state, they believe the center of the universe is Washington, D.C. and they're huddled there in their bubble, and they have no idea what's going on. I mean, to the point that you're talking a leader of the Democratic Party, I mean, one of the figureheads, Jerry Nadler, says it's a myth. I mean, what kind of juice are you smoking and freebasing? I mean, you're out of your skull here. But he makes that statement. We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. James Hurston continues with us. James, let me ask you this. In the commission of a crime, say you're not the one who goes into the bank with the gun, but you're there, you're driving the car. I mean, you're part and parcel of the unlawful activity. In a protest, when people are doing what they're doing, even though they're not throwing bricks, but they're in there, in a sense, offering cover for those that are, you know, doing all kinds of destruction. When does that cross the line? When do they no longer become, quote unquote, peaceful protesters protected by our First Amendment, and they somehow become unbeknownst co-conspirators with somebody who's doing damage? Is there such a thing legally?
Well, sure. You know, in the world of the law, well, first of all, it's important to note it is against the law and a crime to start even to spray paint graffiti on public buildings. That's a crime. Mm-hmm. But it's clearly a more serious crime when you're using power tools to cut down fences, you're breaking windows, and you're setting fires. Those are crimes.
Yes.
And so, yes, we know that in the law, people who help along, assist by their presence. You know, the classic is someone that's driving a getaway vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are accessories to the crime.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of wives and girlfriends doing prison time because the guy they got involved in robbed a facility, 7-Eleven or a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were on the scene and they failed to do anything, or they drove the getaway car or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're standing there throwing, and as many of these so-called peaceful protesters are doing, they're shooting off fireworks in the direction of the police. They're throwing rocks, bricks, bottles, Molotov cocktails. It's very obvious that they're participants.
Yeah. Well, so once they do that, yeah.
Camping,
exactly.
And inciting, then you're part of the crime. And
exactly.
Yes, you could be arrested. But that's not what the police are concerned with. So they're arresting. They're focused on the perpetrators, and they're arresting some of them. But there's a problem, and that is George Soros has backed local prosecutors who
mm-hmm.
are people that are far left-wing activists and don't believe in the rule of law, and they let these people out.
Well, these people need to get impeached, James. They need to get impeached. The people need to take a stand on this stuff.
Absolutely, they do.
And they need to be aggressive. And a little bit like this approach may be, you know, like Giuliani's broken windows. It wasn't a major crime, but it was an indication of crimes to come down the road. And maybe some of these people, yeah, they may be low-hanging fruit in a sense, and they want to get the major perpetrators. But if they start slamming the gates on these people who are passively, you know, participating and trying to act innocent in that, no, you know, that's unacceptable. You're going to be brought into the dragnet of this whole thing, and you're going to pay consequences. Now law and order starts to mean something. Let me ask you this, James, with the people who are writing and doing all this destruction and everything, do you think Martin Luther King Jr. and the late John Lewis, do you think that they would be marching with these Black Lives Matter Marxists?
No. I mean, it's ironic, but the, you know, the Antifa people and the Black Lives Matter people pulled down, reportedly, a statue of Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Gandhi, if you would will, is the founding father of nonviolence. Martin Luther King believed in that kind of principle. He believed change could be impacted through peaceful demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, demonstration where he was wrongfully arrested, like, and John Lewis
right.
was wrongfully arrested.
But James, let's go back, though, and talk about that change.
They wore business suits.
Yeah, but the change they wanted, though, wasn't blow up the Constitution. It was to make sure that we were still striving to be that perfect union. It was to call out the inequities of the Constitution so that the people, all people, would be better served. It wasn't like, hey, we're going to burn this thing down, right? There's a big difference between the Black Lives Matter anarchists and Antifa that want to just burn everything down and destroy, fundamentally transform America, as opposed to somebody coming in and understanding love and compassion and equality for all in saying, look, it, we just want what the Constitution has promised us.
From the great father of civil rights, Frederick Douglass,
yes,
on down to Martin Luther King Jr., they looked to and invoked the Declaration of Independence, the principles in the Declaration. That was their creed. That was their motto. Today's protesters, Antifa, and BLM, the BLM organization, are people that follow the creed of Soviet communism, of Stalinist communism. Those are the principles that they follow, and that is the revolution that they entail. It's a totally different kind of animal, and the irony is, they're getting money, of course, from George Soros' organization.
And some corporate America, well, who's into this, James.
And
they're globalists.
Corporate America, in a height of peak idiocy, is financing people who want to destroy corporate America.
Yeah, exactly. Amazing. Hey, I wanted to touch on the column that you wrote, The Day Baseball Died. And you could probably say the day baseball, basketball, I mean, almost all sports, you know, with this disease that has infiltrated our national pastime. Break it down for our audience. We got about 3 minutes left.
Well, it's like, you know, people who are baseball fans like myself were looking forward, and people who are sports fans wanted some kind of sports to begin. And we were relegated to watching reruns of Little League games. And so when there was the opening day, there was going to be some games, it was real exciting. But unfortunately, what we saw were PSAs for political leftism, sloganeering on the field, the players wearing masks, cardboard cutouts of fans, and Dr. Fauci, an infectious disease specialist, throwing the first pitch very inaccurately.
He missed home plate about as much as he's missed, a good portion of COVID, hasn't he, at times?
That was a living metaphor for his terrible predictions and ridiculous computer models. And then he went out, and when he thought the cameras were turned off, he stopped social distancing and pulled down his mask, but somebody caught a few pictures, and he caught hell from the social media and the internet so much so that he had to speak out. But, you know, it's unfortunate. Baseball did die, along with the NBA and the NFL, the only sports league that seems like it'd be good to watch, maybe, is the new football league that Mike Ditka is involved in. It's going to be an all-female tackle football league. Now, because Ditka says, if you don't stand for the anthem, in his words, get the hell out of the country.
Right.
So I...
In only, you know, the way that Ditka could put it, right?
Exactly. But, you know, we long for release. We long for a moment where we can stop and have peace and have no division and no offense. And yet, the national anthem, the portion of the game where we showed unity, brotherhood, we showed we were all on the same team for a minute, that they have to go in there and turn it into this Kaepernick ceremony that is highly offensive to those people who fought for this country in far-flung places.
Right.
And this is not what they fought for.
James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and media analyst. James, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
This report is brought to you by a settlement with Equifax. Equifax denies that it did anything wrong. Your credit score is one factor lenders consider if you want to buy or rent a home, lease a car, or obtain a loan or credit card. Inaccurate information on your credit report could hurt your chances of getting a loan or credit card and result in you paying a higher interest rate. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia approved a nationwide settlement with Equifax, one of the leading credit reporting agencies, related to claims that it included inaccurate information on its credit reports about tax liens and civil judgments, including how they were disposed or described or that did not belong on the credit reports. Jim Francis, consumer law attorney.
Consumers damaged by an Equifax credit report containing an inaccurate civil judgment or tax lien may now participate in an alternative dispute resolution program to claim a $1,500 payment.
Affected consumers can participate in the alternative dispute resolution program until December 31st, 2021. Visit EquifaxPublicRecordSettlement.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says serious negotiations with Democrats over a new pandemic-related stimulus bill continue. The Kentucky Republican saying there is zero chance, though, that America can get back to normal if businesses get sued because of the pandemic, which is why he says
no bill will be put on the Senate floor. It does not have liability protection.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican bill as proposed just doesn't cut it.
It is ununified, unserious, completely unsatisfactory.
The New York Democrat says the bill is full of giveaways to corporations. The number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths has passed 150,000, and Florida, Arkansas, Oregon, and Montana all saw their highest single-day death toll from the virus yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, home is where the heart is, but during a global health crisis, it's also where the stress is. Millions of American parents spent the spring and in many states the summer in quarantine, working from home and helping their children navigate distance learning, adding the role of teacher to their stressful days, as if we don't have enough, right? This has also been an extremely difficult time for children who are missing friends and activities and may feel scared or even anxious. In a recent survey of more than 1,000 parents regarding home life during the pandemic, results are showing that 70% of parents say they're more stressed every day since the pandemic started, as are more than half of their kids, 56%. Four out of five parents, 80%, say they're canceling summer plans due to COVID-19. I would say parents and grandparents. I know some grandparents personally. One-third, 33% of parents say children have been acting out more often. More than half of the parents, 54%, are trying to continue a daily bedtime routine for kids. Even something simple like that is a challenge. 60% of parents say that they've grown closer with their children by spending more time together during this time, but 30% say their kids are driving them nuts. Well, here to make sense of it all is a mom blogger, reality TV star, Whitney Port, and she's got some great tips for us to manage stress at home this summer. Whitney, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is madness, isn't it?
It really is, and it feels like there's no end in sight. It's a very scary time for everyone, but obviously I can speak on behalf of parents. It's been an especially challenging time for us right now. I mean, not more than anybody else. I don't want to take that away from anybody, but it's very hard to best work and being a parent.
Yeah, we're all in this together, and what we're sharing here is common. I mean, no matter who you talk, we're all going through this in one form, fashion, or another. This is why your insight is so valuable, because you are talking with other moms all around the world that are sharing their experiences, good, bad, and indifferent, right?
Right. No, it's so true. I mean, it does help to know that we are one big community, and that we want to be able to share these tips so that everyone can find some semblance of structure and calm in a day that's so full of a lot of stress. But yes, it is definitely a universal situation right now.
And I think the good news of all this, Whitney, is that we realize that together we're better, you know, in sharing these frustrations and ideas and that sort of thing. It is invaluable, you know, to have somebody else kind of share the load with you, in a sense, even though they may be thousands of miles away. Just a good idea can take a big burden off your shoulders, can it not?
Yes. I mean, it's so important to validate people. I think especially through my social media, I found that, like, creating an open and accepting community for people to talk about what is going on with them, their stressors, their insecurities, whatever they're dealing with right now, I think it's so important that everybody be open to hearing those things, and for us to just be in it to support each other and give little tips that can actually help.
Yes,
you know, for us parents, I think one of the most important things that we can do is take care of ourselves. And I know it sounds simple, but I think a lot of parents would say that it's not, and it's hard to find time, but I think it's so important to schedule in that time, just as you would scheduling time to eat, scheduling time to do your work. It's just as important to schedule time to work out, to go on a walk, to do like an extensive nighttime or skincare routine, turn on your diffuser, you know, put your Young Living essential oils in, like take deep breaths. I think in order to be present for our families, we have to first take care of ourselves. And I don't think a lot of people think about that when they think about what can we do to create, you know, organization right now. It's all about, like, how can we take care of everybody else?
You know, Whitney, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's so important, because you can't give what you don't have. If your tank is running empty and little Susie's grabbing a hold of your skirt tails, it could be quite annoying. You know, I often refer to what they tell us on the airplane, you know, in case of an emergency. When those bags, you know, if they come down, you first put it on yourself before you try and help somebody else, right?
100%. I mean, I know I can feel it in my body when I'm starting to get anxious and my kid is standing in front of me and my husband's standing in front of me and I have to do something or deal with something. And so I think the most important thing to do is to, like, take a deep breath and maybe just say to your family, like, I have to take a second, go into the other room, take some deep breaths. I have with me actually right now this amazing Young Living Stress Away roll-on, which I carry with me kind of throughout the day, and I put it on my wrist, and I can breathe in and, like, immediately feel a little bit of relaxation, and then I can come back to the room feeling a little bit more armed and ready to take on whatever stressful situation is headed my way. And I know it sounds practical, but it's not something that a lot of us instinctually do. I think a lot of us just react right away, you know?
Well, sometimes people have to have the sense that they have the freedom to do that. And this is why it's so important for you to bring this up. What have you found to be the biggest challenge as a mom over these last few months?
I mean, I would say the hardest part, I think, is just finding that balance and feeling proud of myself, feeling good about myself, feeling like I'm doing a good job within my career, but I'm also doing a really good job of being a mom. And I think that that's really way heavy on us. And a lot of our self-confidence and self-esteem can suffer because we don't feel like we're really showing up for all of the different things that we have to show up for, right? Like, we're spread too thin. But I think it's important to maintain a routine, especially for your child, especially when you have young children. They really rely heavily on routine, something that we learned when Sunny was young. Not that he's not young now, but when he was a baby, like, we were sleep training him. We were making sure that everything was happening based on a schedule because they need this in order to feel calm. So we've really taken, like, his bedtime and nap time super seriously. I got him a diffuser, a really cute little owl one called the Feather, where he can put on his own essential oils into it and touch the light and really just have, like, a nice, calm, and relaxing experience with it before we go to sleep. And that really helps. It helps us as a family to have those moments together. Mm-hmm. And also, like, smell is one of the things that you, I mean, not one of the things, but smell, I think, is like the strongest sense in terms of memory. Mm-hmm. And so if you put these oils in your diffuser during the bedtime and this routine every day, they remember this and it kind of like jogs the memory to be like, okay, now it's relaxing time, now it's downtime. And I think kids really, really need that.
Exactly. Whitney, what are you finding in terms of, you know, positives that are coming out of this experience? I'm one, as my father would refer to me, as the most optimistic of his children, because whenever I found myself in stressful situations, I always tried to redeem it. I always tried to say, okay, what am I supposed to be learning in the midst of this stress? How about you? What have you found positive from this?
Important to do that, and that's why taking those quiet moments alone, you have to reflect on those good things, because I think a lot of them can get overlooked, because yes, there is definitely a silver lining. I mean, I have been able to spend so much more time with Sunny than I ever possibly could have imagined, and I'm just more happy and proud than I ever was before. Like, I'm actually getting to see this little human become a real, like, living, breathing little, you know, personality. And I'm also more present. You know, it feels like before I was just kind of going through the motions, one foot in, one foot out. But now I feel like because I have so much time with him, I try to separate the two things and really be present with him when I'm just with him, and then also be present at work when I'm doing my work. So it's important to keep those two things separate and try to focus on each of those things at a time.
Exactly. Whitney, you also recommend, which I think is valuable, is that for kids that are old enough, don't hesitate to talk about the coronavirus. It's okay. I mean, it's probably better that they hear it from their parents than TV or anecdotally, just in passing, because of, some misinformation, right?
For sure. I mean, listen, it depends what age your kid is. Sunny's 3 years old, so for him, we don't like to tell him too much that's going to confuse him or worry him more, because he may not understand it.
Where can they go for more information?
My pleasure. They can go to youngliving.com to check out their amazing diffusers and essential oils, and then you guys can check me out on Instagram at Whitney Eastport.
Thank you, Whitney. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth and join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're being joined by Lance Hahn, and we're going to be talking about his new podcast, Thought Revolution. He takes on a radical middle, as he calls it, and he says we're polarized and frustrated people. I guess that's the order of the day, isn't it, Lance?
Yeah, it sure seems to be. That's kind of how we're all operating, yeah.
Right. Well, Thought Revolution, how did the idea come about for this podcast?
You know, honestly, this really came out of my heart because I lead like a lot of people, and I really was thinking through the fact that we're missing some wisdom because we are all tending to slide into pockets without looking for truth. And that all of a sudden began to wear on my heart. Things like, I mean, everything is all the way down to, I think that we should live authentically, and I'm not sure everybody believes that. I think that, you know, these types of things, I wanted to churn new ideas out there and reframe conversations.
Right. Well, you're exactly right in your assessment here, Lance. That's been our concern as well, is that people have been siloed by the culture. The culture has put us in respective corners, and we've been well trained, because if we don't participate and do as they say, then we get invalidated, I say, or as they're saying, canceled, and can be very frustrating, because at the end of the day, we still need to have that conversation. You know, those thoughts that are within our spirit have to be expressed. If not, we're going to explode.
Well, I think that we're continually seeing what happens when there's not an allowance of processing.
Yes.
I think that even if we disagree vehemently, I think the ability to truly listen, and what I crave so badly for our nation is to listen to what they're trying to say. We are not all experts at being able to speak perfectly. And I think that sometimes being shut down, it's almost like a young child where you say, use your words. Well, if they knew their words, they would have used them a long time ago.
Right.
But when we keep shutting it down, it builds the pressure over and over.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we perceive others as being so antithetical and less than, that's a bad place to start. You know, we have to be God-honoring and realize that we are made in God's creation, as one popular theological professor put it. He never met a mere mortal. And when you think about that and you consider who is standing in front of you, it could be that very person who frustrates the holy what have you out of you, but they have that missing puzzle piece, that you need for your life, right?
It is that lack of respect of seeing the image of God in another human being that allows us to dismiss. I remember doing studies back in the day, reading through a book by a gentleman named John Gottman, kind of the guru of marriage counseling. Mm-hmm. And he explained, he said, in the marriage, there are four horsemen of the apocalypse, meaning it would lead to divorce. And he said the number one leading horseman is contempt. The minute that contempt comes into a marriage, there is doom on the horizon. Wow. Because it is saying that you are no longer even valuable for me to listen to or to give deference to, so you no longer matter in my life.
Wow. Is that a killer? And then how many marriages are out there, you know, going through this process, and they're hanging by a thread, which is, you know, what's going to make the final decision before that marriage ends up in divorce? And meanwhile, all the damage that they're doing if they have children to these kids.
Well, and that's what the other interesting thing he said was, that conflict is a non-indicator of divorce. Conflict mm-hmm. is natural.
Right.
The point is whether or not there's the ability to repair. And in our society today, we are walking with contempt for anyone that disagrees with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not allowing even healthy conflict. The conflict isn't the problem. It's the inability to repair after that. So, for example, in America, yes, we are going to have differing opinions. I believe that in the diversity of those opinions, we will find truth. But if we do not repair our relationships in the midst of it, we mm-hmm. no longer have a nation.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, now we're all a bunch of, one-man cowboys out there fighting the war. How's that going to happen? You know, empirically, you look at the history.
Work.
No, it's never worked. But, like the lifeguards. Lifeguards know when somebody's out there in the water drowning, they don't go and save them right away. And maybe this is where we are as a nation and as a people. And God is watching until we finally have had enough fight out of us to where we will realize, but God, maybe I should do what I've been reading in the Bible all these years and turn to God and repent, so that our relationship with God, first of all, can be repaired. And when that relationship is repaired, then we can go and deal with the horizontal relationships, because God has given us the, the formula in how to get there, right?
That is so brilliantly said. I think that sometimes we worry, like, for example, God handles people in a way I could never do it. I would freak out a long time ago. But God has this patience to wait us out. It's almost like that horse whisperer thing where they're running the horse until it's tired, and then all of a sudden they can start working with it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And God has this ability, and he's able to run with us, and he doesn't give up on patience. Mm-hmm. And I think that I do very quickly.
Well, and I liked what Jonathan Cahn shared with me years ago when we were talking about God's peace. He said in the Jewish culture, the way they look at God's peace, it's the pursuit. It's a given. God's peace is there, and it's a pursuit by God to cover us with his peace. I like that vision, because no matter what we do or how far we try to run away from it or how stubborn we might want to be, he is that that father that comes after us with his peace, because he knows that ultimately we cannot live the divine purpose without his peace.
Wow, that's
cool?
Amazing. I love that. It's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah.
You know, when I was, I've had panic disorder since I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time I was in, and that's a chemical issue and blah, blah, blah. I was in a therapist's office one time, and I remember thinking through this concept where everything felt like impending doom. And I said, but wait a second, what if there was impending peace? What if there was a drive that no matter how hard things went crazy around me, God was going to break through in his peace, that he couldn't get shut down? We worry so much about the power of the enemy. I think the enemy should worry about the power of God.
Amen.
I'm just saying that I think that there is a peace that he's chasing after us with,
exactly.
And he's not going to give up, and he always wins.
Yeah. My prayer for you, Lance, is that settles in your heart and spirit as it did in mine. It has comforted me so much, and especially with all that we're dealing with. And I want to talk specifically because I know your heart is toward unity. I mean, if we are going to live in God's purpose within the church, I mean, Jesus, you know, he established the church, said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. I mean, that's pretty profound when you consider his vision for the church. And when you look at the church today, I can't help but grieve as much as you can in alignment with Jesus to say, well, God, we're missing the mark here. We're just so much like the culture that we have, abandoned our God-given right.
Well, Jesus said that the gates of hell would not prevail around the church. And the problem is we keep thinking of it as individuals. What he meant was, collectively, I have given you everything you need for life and godliness. I have given you the ability to come together, and you will be victorious. When we are separate and disunified, we end up lacking the resources that God gave us because we can't get along. We can't get together. And I would suggest to you that just like personalities tend to go to different churches, if you're an intellectual, you all congregate in this one. If you're charismatic, you all congregate in that one.
Birds of a feather, right?
Yeah, the problem with that is, where is the mix? Where is your gift coming in when my gift isn't going to cut it? If I got a bunch of redundant people around me, it's not going to work. And Jesus said, you know what? Right before I go to the cross, in John chapter 17, man, this is what I want. I want our family together, because together we are the whole body, and everybody knows you can't shut down the body of the King of all creation.
Exactly. We need some to be the eyes, some to be the arms, the legs, and so on. That was the illustration that was given to us. In your area where you serve as a pastor, Lance, how are you interacting with churches in terms of unity?
We actually, I really got moved on my heart about 8-9 years ago, where God had to change my mind. I used to believe that two things. I used to believe there was one right way to do church, but of course I was very young when I started. I was 24 when I became a senior pastor. And at the same time, I believed that I just needed to focus on my church and not lift my head up and look at everybody else. Well, the Holy Spirit got through to me, and I ended up joining in, and we have been building unity in the greater Sacramento region by fighting through all the reasons to divide. There are a million reasons to divide, but the more important reasons are to gather together. So we actually, in this crazy time, we are pulling in on all our chips, right? I mean,
yes, exactly.
I mean, we got people irritating each other all the time. We got this church doing this, and this church is doing that, and then this church doesn't like that church. And we are now, as leaders, able to come together and say, hey, even while our kiddos and our church are going crazy, can we please just have a healthy dialogue? Can I pray for you and you pray for me?
Lance Hahn has been with us, his podcast, Thought Revolution. Lance, how can people connect with you?
You know what? There's a bunch of ways. You can go to Thought Revolution on Access More, and that will give you a little bit more. That's a platform, or wherever you find your podcast. You can go to lancehahn.com. That's another place that you can find me with a lot of my articles. You can go to Bridgeway Christian Church, which is bridgeway.church. You can go there online and find all my sermons. I've been a pastor out there now coming up on 23 years.
Wow.
So lots of material out there.
Exactly. Well, Lance, look forward to continuing the conversation. I appreciate you coming on the show. And, hey, you got to come back, all right?
It is such an honor to be with you, Bill. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you. Take care.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus,
Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've seen...